Journal this. I'm not doing myself any favors by dwelling on the things I could have or should have done. Rather, I'm going to focus on where I'm at right now and what I need to do next. Hey guys, it's Anne-Marie here. Whew, do I have a story to tell you? So I'm kind of nursing a raging headache. I've just taken some Tylenol and drinking a lot of water. And I totally know why I have this, because last night I couldn't get to sleep, probably because I stress ate these lovely Filipino treats called chicharron. So good. Really bad for a late night snack. So my body was digesting. I wasn't getting the proper sleep I needed. I literally was lying in bed just like, oh my God, turn off the brain. Turn off the brain. And it was a nightmare. Funny enough though, I had decent dreams, and I know they were good ones because I remember waking up smiling and I'm like, what the heck is that? And I'm just recalling now that when I went to bed, I was praying so hard. I'm like, Lord, I am crazy for starting two businesses. I am so unsure of what is happening and if I'm going to become successful in this. And I really hope that I am helping other people with the offers I'm creating for both of my companies. What do I do? How do I know I'm on the right path? And I watched myself last night constantly stress about, oh, maybe I should have done this, or I could have done this, or what if I did this? And the one interesting thing I found was every time I had like an option of like this should or could have done X option, I still saw myself finding the same path I'm on now and realizing the financial risk I've taken, the, you know, vulnerability risk I've taken, all of that, I've chosen. And so when it's really hard, I think, when, you know, you're working and you're hustling to create the life you want, to create the wealth you want. So for someone like me, I want to make millions of dollars so I can take care of my mama. I want her to have the option and opportunity to not have to work. You all know my mom so well. She loves working. She's great at her job, but I want her to have the option one day to retire, or to at least like take vacation time months on end if she wants, so she can go visit family members wherever they are in the world. I want to be able to, you know, do work that I'm so excited and passionate about. And the things I'm creating for both of my companies right now with Belief Breakers and Therapeutic Journaling and Therapeutic Journaling and Media Hacker and social media, optimization to turn your accounts into a creative store, is stuff that I just feel like it's hitting all the places I know I really want to contribute in. And what I struggle with is wondering, like, gosh, is this going to work, right? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing to get towards the success of myself and also for the people I'm helping? And I found myself, I can feel my headache kind of pulsing right now. I found myself last night just going into down this rabbit hole, and I could feel those tingly sensation of depression start to show up, where I remember, you know, I think I just was so exhausted, I just wanted to go to sleep, and I felt myself go, yeah, I just want it to stop. I just want this to end and be done with, like, come on. And it was such an interesting space, because I could also feel this other light energy within me go, like, you know what you need to do, you know you need to just keep going, and you know you need to put this out there and keep contributing, keep sharing, so you can see the success that generates. And one of the things I'm reminding myself today, that it does take time. I'm always thinking about that fable, the tortoise and the hare. I've mentioned it before. It is one fable that I want to get turned into a tattoo for myself, because I feel like I constantly think of it. I constantly derive lessons from there, where I think in different times in our life, we get to be both the tortoise and the hare. And I find In different areas, like, things have gone super fast where I'm the hare. I am as speedy as a rabbit, and I'm getting things done like so fast, faster than other people have had before, faster than I've ever done before, and it is incredible. The other thing I've learned is that though to get the content out there, to get people to hear what I have to say and to share what I want to share and have people become a part of the culture I'm creating, it is the turtle journey, the tortoise journey. And what an interesting spiritual journey to be on, to experience that, growing a company, two companies, and to be so vulnerable and so afraid, but to choose to keep going. Because as I said, when I go back into my journal and I realize that, like, dwelling on the things that I could have or should have done is actually slowing me from being able to move forward, that I'm no longer the hare or the tortoise. I'm just there. I'm just not moving. And no matter what your pace is, find momentum, find that movement. I think that is all we can really do. And as we go into each step and assess, like, okay, this is working, this is not working, to not berate ourselves, to not beat ourselves up on the failures or the hits and misses, I think gives us a lot more grace. It turns us, I think, into people with maybe very, very hard edges, into a little bit more softer being. So we share a lot of empathy, and for all the people, I think, I feel for other creatives that I have had the amazing opportunity to converse with. I have so many friends right now that I know we're in the same industry, we're serving the same people, or we're working on similar sort of creative projects, and we're working to be voices in the creative industry and getting our content and our products out there. And it's so, like, loving and so inspiring to have these conversations with so many other business owners, and to see, like, how can we support each other, how can we be there for each other, is, I think, something that really keeps me going. So I just want to ask you, journal this, when you see the should-haves and the would-haves that you could have done, right, and after you've told yourself, okay, this is not going to help me to move forward, this is actually slowing me down, what or who do you turn to remind yourself that there are others like you pursuing what you're pursuing, or that there's someone that's sharing a similar experience, and can you call on each other to validate and give each other support? I'm very, like I said, grateful for the people in my life that are super understanding of my busy schedule and super understanding, and even I want to say just as enthusiastic as I am about what I'm creating as a entrepreneur, as a creative artist, as a woman who's trying to infuse therapy and journaling art together. It is really amazing, and I am working really hard during this time not to indulge myself in the negative, heavy, depressive mind energy I might find myself in. I'm calling upon the Expert's Guide to the Therapeutic Journaling, this book I wrote that have amazing resources in there to go from depression to harmony, and re-exercising all of these practices I've learned. It's difficult. It's so difficult. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be challenged in that way and to reinforce these beliefs and these processes. It is so amazing. So guys, if you are struggling right now, going from depression to harmony, if there's something that is just, like, stressing you out or causing you anxiety, and you're having headaches or your stomach's upset or you're stressed eating Filipino food, check out The Expert's Guide to Therapeutic Journaling. It's a great ebook, you guys. I think you'll love it a lot. You can get it at beliefbreakers.com. I'll put that link in the caption here, as well as if you are a fellow creative. I know I'm connecting with a lot of people that are artists, are visual creators, from jewelry to custom design tumblers and t-shirts to all these different incredible creative products or services, including video editing and photography. If you're someone that's like, hey, I've been taking this time to just pour my energy into what I'm passionate about, and I would love to learn how to turn my social media into an optimized platform to get customers, I want you to keep watching my page, my feed, because guys, I'm coming out so close with this for you. I feel like I'm just days away. I really am so excited to share what Media Hacker is gonna provide for you guys, okay? So thank you for watching. Hope you have some sunshine in your day. I'll talk to you soon.